Taxi!
If you lived in a city before 2009, you've probably heard that sound many times before. Today, the conversation goes a little more like this.
Hi, are you Daniel?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Veronica. I'll be your Uber driver today.
That's right, Uber, a ride-sharing company that has changed transportation around the world. And while it's easy and convenient to use, Uber is much more than what meets the eye. It's altering how we think about work, labor relations, and of course, mobility. I'm Daniel Gonzalez, and welcome to Future Cities. Okay, so Uber was founded in March 2009, a little more than 10 years ago, and back then they were called Uber Cab. After a short test run, they launched their app in San Francisco in 2011. Almost immediately, they received complaints from cab drivers in the area about their name, so they changed it to Uber. But since then, Uber has exploded into many new areas.
Okay, so here's the whole list.
That's Veronica, an Uber driver who's worked for years in the business.
There's Uber, Uber X, Uber XL, Uber Black, Uber SUV, Uber Plus, Uber Health, Uber Pool, Uber Express, Uber Assist, Uber Wave.
And of course, Uber Eats. Today, Uber has transformed itself into what it calls a transportation network company, or TNC, adding on services to increase mobility. Uber operates in every continent, in megacities like Tokyo and Bogota, to smaller cities like Nairobi, and even small towns like Easton. This global reach marks it as a global commodity. Here's Dara Khosrowshahi, Uber's current CEO.
You know, for us, it is about defining the future of mobility for cities. And the fundamental issue is that 50% of the world's population lives in cities now. It's going to 2/3 of the world population. The infrastructure, the transportation infrastructure of cities cannot keep up with that kind of growth. So one is you got to be smarter, which goes to sharing cars, getting away from car ownership, which is pool. Second is you need to build out alternative forms of transport, not just cars, which is the bikes that we're getting into.
He wasn't kidding. Uber spent more than $100 million on Jump, a startup bike sharing company that launched a couple of years ago. Okay, so great. Uber is a company that's attempting to transform mobility. What's the problem? Well, first off, Uber has been thought to be a way to solve congestion in cities. But in 2017, researchers from UC Davis found that people were switching from using public transportation to using Uber, adding on to traffic congestion. But it's not only the environmental factor that's a problem. Uber is also shifting labor dynamics. The Wall Street Journal reports the following.
In a closely watched labor dispute, Uber has reached a settlement with 385,000 drivers in California and Massachusetts. The drivers will remain classified as contractors, but Uber will pay up to $100 million to the drivers as compensation.
Contractors. That's the key word. Uber classifies its drivers as independent contractors and not employees. As such, drivers are not entitled to the benefits that employees would normally receive, including healthcare, insurance, and a guaranteed minimum wage. This makes Uber another company in the gig economy. But there's one big difference. Contractors usually decide how much they're willing to get paid, but in the case of Uber, it's the company that's deciding the price. This makes it impossible for a driver to have any say in the process, making it unethical for some. For this reason, along with many other issues, Uber has been completely banned in countries like Denmark, Hungary, and Bulgaria until it changes its business model. However, the opposite seems to have happened in the US, as the National Labor Relations Board ruled in January 2019 that drivers are in fact independent contractors, not employees, and there's no problem with that. In its 10 years of existence, Uber has yet to make a profit. That's right. It's lost money every single year it's operated in, and in 2018, that loss was about $1.8 billion. But it's still being used by millions of people around the globe through an ever-expanding platform, impacting the way we experience mobility and labor in the modern economy. Daniel Gonzalez, Lafayette College, thanks for tuning in.